Frank, let's start with the basic question. Why are you running for lieutenant governor?
I have 30 years of small business experience. I know what businesses need. I know what workers need. I believe that a large part of my success is because I put my employees first. I have 7 years experience in the House of Representatives. So I've been on finance for 4 years. I believe we need somebody in government who lives the challenges of this economy every day and who'll fight on the issues that we all are concerned about, you know, creating jobs, improving this economy. I want to improve on the success that we've had in the health care exchange, that we have access now. Thousands of people have access to high-quality, affordable health care. Small businesses have access to this high-quality, affordable health care. I put my own business into the health care exchange. I want to make sure that we support our most vulnerable of citizens, seniors, and those who don't have a voice in government. And I want to be a watchdog. I want to make sure that we restore trust in government, because sometimes politicians let us down.
You mentioned jobs in the economy. That's probably the top issue for most Rhode Islanders. If you were elected lieutenant governor, how would you use the office to try to improve the economy for Rhode Island?
90% of businesses are small businesses. And most of those businesses are actually micro businesses like my own, myself. Those business owners don't have time to come to the State House to tell us what their needs are, what their problems are. I will definitely be proactive. I will be going out to showrooms and lunchrooms and talking to businesses, talking to workers to find out what their needs are. I will let them know that they have an advocate in government that knows their needs and will be there for them.
Some people, as you know, question whether we really need a lieutenant governor in Rhode Island. If the office was abolished, what would the tangible impact be on Rhode Islanders? How would they know?
By having a lieutenant governor elected by the whole state, if that person has to step into that office, they have somebody who wasn't just elected by a small contingent and have the Speaker of the House become the governor. I think that anybody who steps on that office has to be representative of the whole state.
And is that the only reason why that justifies having a lieutenant governor's office to the cost of the taxpayers about more than $1 million a year?
As lieutenant governor, I would be a bridge with the General Assembly and the governor to be, like I said, that watchdog, to be an advocate for small business, to be an advocate for seniors, and as the on the council of the long-term care council, I will be advocating for seniors and working with the emergency management council on emergency management for the changes in our weather and for storms, for emergencies, and getting making sure that our state is prepared.
You were among the state reps who voted in 2010 for the job guarantee program that was later used to attract 38 studios to Rhode Island. We've heard reps say that they did not know this was going to be used for 38 studios, but should you have been more skeptical about that? We heard Robert Watson, the Republican rep at the time, warn that this was a disaster in the making.
Businesses need access to capital, and a loan guarantee program gives that access to many businesses that want to create jobs. So it was a job creation program. And what happened with 38 studios, undeniably, is a bad situation. What we lacked there was with oversight with the Economic Development Corporation. They made decisions on who was going to, what businesses were going to receive that guarantee on the loans. And if we had better oversight, somebody knew what was going on, and shame on them. And I want to make sure that we pursue that, that with the hearings that we are going on right now, that we find full disclosure of what's going on. You know, I introduced this week a plan to restore trust in government because of 38 studios situation and other situations that we have right now. We can make progress. We can take steps to make sure that 38 studios doesn't happen again, that we have the proper oversight.
Why was Robert Watson the only one among 75 state reps to recognize that this was a bad idea?
If Robert Watson knew something that we didn't know, then he should have shared that with us.
We're talking here with State Representative Frank Ferry of Warwick, one of three Democrats running for lieutenant governor. Frank, you say you want to use the lieutenant governor's office as a watchdog for the public. Can you point to something in your background to convince us that this is not just campaign rhetoric? Can you point to another instance where you've served as a watchdog or pointed out a wrong and followed through in correcting it?
Well, I've challenged leadership on my payday loan reform bills that I've submitted for the last 4 years. I haven't gone along to get along. This is a situation where payday loan industry is taking advantage of those who are financially distressed. Some people have lost their homes. They've just gone further into debt. And I've pushed back on this. I haven't. 75% of the House of Representatives supported me on this bill and signed on to it. And yet the leadership pushed back on it. Well, I pushed back because I know it was the right thing to do.
Devil's advocate might say that the leadership was not going to support this measure so that perhaps there was no political cost in taking a contrary position.
I took a position that was the right position on this. It had nothing to do with any political gain that I was going to get out of it or lose. I was doing it for the right reasons.
You're running with two other Democrats who hope to become lieutenant governor. Who would you like to see be the state's next governor?
We have very good candidates for governor right now. I'm concentrating on my own campaign. I'm working very hard, as I did in my first campaign, as I did on marriage equality. I will work very hard on my own. I look forward to working with whoever is nominated, whoever wins the primary, and campaigning with that person and working hard in office with that person to help us move this state forward.
And what would you point to as the greatest differences between yourself and your Democratic opponents, Ralph Mollis and Daniel McKee?
My business experience, my 30 years. I put my employees first in my business. I think that has a lot to do with my success. You know, I make payroll. I provide health care, vacation time. I know the needs. Also, small businesses have a language. Government has a language. I have experience in that. I am going to bring that together.
You've described your support for Rhode Island's version of Obamacare, known as HealthSource Rhode Island. Do you think the state can afford to sustain that?
I think the state can't afford to miss this opportunity. Right now, it's a way to make health care more efficient. We're bringing everybody to... There's $9 billion that's in the whole healthcare system. This is private, Medicare, Medicaid, premiums, whatever. There are inefficiencies in the health cost. And right now, by bringing everything under this umbrella into this marketplace, we're encouraging competition. We're encouraging the system to be more efficient. We have an example right now where Neighborhood Health Plan had announced that its lowest cost product in the coming year is going to be lower and its lowest cost product right now. It's working in the right direction. We have thousands of people covered. We have hundreds of businesses that have access to this high-quality, affordable health care. I think we're on the right track. I think we can't afford not to do this.
The recent low point in relations between a governor and lieutenant governor in Rhode Island was probably 2007 when then-Governor Don Carcheri went to Iraq without telling Democrat Elizabeth Roberts. If a Republican winds up winning the governor's office and you're lieutenant governor, how will you have an effective working relationship together?
I have a great working relationship with all my colleagues, and I will have a great working relationship with the governor. I look forward to we have a lot to achieve right now to make Rhode Island stronger, and I look forward to working with that governor.
How would you describe your biggest challenge in this campaign?
Biggest challenge always is getting your word out, getting people know who you are. So that's what I'm working on every day.
Democratic candidate for Lieutenant Governor Frank Ferry, thank you for sitting down with us.
Thank you, Ian. It's been a pleasure.